those of us that are fasting today, those of us that are not fasting today, the main thing of the fast is Cheshbon HaNefesh and Tshuveh. Think how we can make some changes in our lives to pay more attention to the fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu is the one who is running everything, and we're in His Yadayim Achmonios. There's enough things in the course of every tefillah and every bracha we say just to pay a little more attention to them. As we've been saying very often, we have an opportunity to make this to say the rice of tefillah l'chol hashitis. The eighth tzara, tefillah the rice l'chol hashitis. So someone davens for the tzara, davens in tefeinu for the cholim of all Klal Yisrael, not just for himself, and panos of Klal Yisrael, all other different things that people are having a hard time with. You know, time with the raisa, and that's the whole topic of everything. And we must come and know about it at 5:30 this evening. There's an international tefila. There's a certain amount of tehillim. Everybody's going to say all over the world at the same time in the Israel. 6 o'clock, Kabbalah on Lachol Shemayim. Do it by yourself. However you do it, it's just at the same time.
The Kriya Shema at 6 o'clock, though?
Yeah.
So it's a little early for the. Come on, I mean.
Not that. That's it. Not that. My from a kabbalah of Shema.
Okay, so it's
the one in Kippur. That thing. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokim. If one doesn't want to say the whole Yom Kippur talking, they can just say the end. They say a vidu. Say a vidu and remind yourselves of the vidu you said by the Eilat. See how much of it you're still keeping. Maybe you should refresh it. Pause again. Okay, so as far as concerned, you now don't have any chametz in your shushan Pesach. Not only chametz itself, anything has a mixture of chametz, as long as it has enough that it gives a flavor into the item from the chametz, it's also something you have to get rid of. If something has no chametz in it, was cooked in the chametz like a kli, so you are allowed to have that in your house. Obviously you shouldn't be eating it, but put it aside and use it after Pesach. If it was cooked on Pesach itself, and if we vomit, then you have to get rid of it, because on Pesach we are more stringent.